Bioeconomic potential for the valorization of residues in covered tomato production systems in Colombia by Victor Camilo Polito Blanco, Diego Alejandro Rojas Ramirez, Yimi Alexander Zapata Narvez, Carla Juliana Rodriguez Robello, and Maria Victoria Zuluaga Movillon. Abstract. Introduction. Tomato is the second most planted vegetable in the world and the first in terms of production per area, reaching about 67.6 million tons of fresh produce in the main producing country. In Colombia, they are grown both in the open air and under protected conditions. The latter modality has had enormous increases in planted area because its yields are almost three times higher than open air cultivation. Previous work in two of the largest covered production regions in Colombia requires knowing the potential for the use and valorization of waste from the tomato chain. Objective. This study analyzed the potential for new biobusinesses of the covered tomato chain of Alto Ricarte in Boyaca and Eastern Cundinamarca. Methodology. Through the methodology to evaluate the potential for harnessing the bioeconomy, BE, by examining its five components, inputs, leverage, support, context, and market, with 122 guiding questions divided into 20 subcategories, and contrasted with the BE paths. Results. It was found that Boyaca has conditions that favor biobusinesses based on cultural bioservices, and secondarily the provision of unprocessed primary biomass. For its part, Cundinamarca has the conditions to support and promote agro-industrial transformations of biomass, especially residual, which would allow the production of new chains with co-products and byproducts of a bioeconomic base. The department concentrates a high innovative potential, infrastructure, and sufficient contextual conditions to think about biobusinesses with tangible products. Conclusions. Although Colombia has recognized BE as an important sustainable development strategy, there are no specific policies that promote biobusinesses or that restrict harmful tomato activities. The results of this study provide key inputs to guide territorial decision-making and the design of public policies that facilitate the transition towards circular agro-industrial models.